The pasuk says in this week's parsha, in Parshas Vayelech, Perek Lamed Aleph, pasuk Yutes, the Ato Kisvu Lochem Es Hashira Hazois. You should write the Shira, which Rashi says is referring to the Shiras Hazinu. The Lamed Es Bnei Yisrael Sima Befia. You should teach it to Klal Yisrael. L'man Tia Hashira Hazois L'Eid Bnei Yisrael. The Gemara in Megillah on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph is having their discussion. Avoda Chamura Mitalmud Torah. What is more chamer? Is doing the Avoda in the Beis Hamikdash more chamer, or is learning Torah more chamer? The Gemara brings a raya, and the Gemara says from the story that happens with Yehoshua and the Malach, Vayihi b'hiyos Yehoshua b'yirichoy, that Yeshua was b'yirichoy and he sees that's an ish oimed l'negdoy. He sees a man standing opposite him, and he tells him, Halonu ata im litzareinu. Are you from us? Are you one of us? Are you from our tzara? Are you from the people that are coming to fight against us? And the Malach tells him that Emesh bitaltim tamid shalbeinu arbayim. The Achshav bitaltim talmud Torah. That yesterday you were busy with the Milchama and you didn't bring the tamid shalbeinu arbayim. You forgot to bring the carbon tamid. The Achshav bitaltim talmud Torah. And today you forgot to learn. Oh my loy, so Yeshua says back to him, Al Eza Mehen Basa. So on which one of these Averis are you coming? Oh my loy, Ata Basi, I'm coming now. Now meaning because of the Avera that happened today that you got to learn Torah. Miad Vayolan Yeshua Balailo Ahu. The Pasuk after says that Yeshua rested on that night. Says the Gemara, no, it doesn't mean that he rested and he didn't learn, that he went to sleep. Vayolon means he was lon ba'omka shel halacha. That Yehoshua was lon, he was harving, he was sleeping in the Torah, which means to say he was putting himself totally orangutan in the Torah. So we have a story here in the Gemara with Yehoshua. He turns to the Malach and he says, Halonu ato im litzareinu, and he tells him that I'm here to give you mussar because you were mevatel yesterday the tamid and today mevatel Torah, which the Gemara says you see that being mevatel Torah is even more chomer than the karbonos from the fact that the Malach says I'm coming today. Now Tosfos over there on that Gemara, Tosfos wants to understand. Yehoshua asks the Malach, Halonu ato im litzareinu. Are you from one of us? Are you from someone that's coming to pain us? We see from the Gemara further that there was a much deeper conversation going on. Really, Yeshua was asking the Malach, he recognized there was a Malach, and he was asking the Malach why the Malach came. The Tosis explains that when he used the words halonu, that was referring to Torah, which is Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. That was the reference. When Yeshua used the words Lanu, he was saying, are you here because of the Lanu? Are you here because of the Torah? Are you here in Litzareinu? How does the word Sareinu mean Karbonos? Are you here because of Torah? Are you here because of we missed the Tamid yesterday? We missed the Karbon? So Taisha says the word Litzareinu refers to the Karbonos that are Meginim Aleinu Mitzareinu. So Yeshua's question was, are you here because of the Torah Tzivo Lanu Moshe? Are you here because today we forgot to have a Seder, we forgot to learn? Are you here, Litzareinu, because we forgot the Karbonos? Answers the Malach back, Ata Basi, which Pasuk Pshat, of course, means like Rashi would explain in the Gemara, that Ata Basi, I came now today because of Torah, says the Tosis in the name of the Rivan, the pasuk from this week's parasha The Ata Kislu Lachem Es Hashira Azois, the Shira is referring to the Torah, the Shiras HaTorah, and therefore that's how the word Ata means Talmud Torah from the Pasuk of Ata Kislu Lachem. The Chafetz Chaim is Mevayer on the Gemara, Ziyaret is coming up soon on Chaf Dalet Elul, that Talmud Torah is different than all other mitzvahs. Other mitzvahs, they have a chayva bizman mesuyim. They have a certain time when you do the mitzvah. You do the mitzvah by day, you do the mitzvah by night, and this month, a different month, Talmud Torah is every day. The agisa b'yayim of a laila, person has to be always connected to Torah at any time that he has extra. That's what the Malach is telling Yehoshua. Ata kisvu lochem es hashira hazois. Ve'ata kisvu lochem es hashira hazois. He's telling him, Yimachoyev now. Ata, the word now, is referencing Talmud Torah, because Talmud Torah, a person always has to be running and wanting to learn. When do I have an extra minute so I can chop around? Nochad v'atayra. Another word of the Gemara. Another mission in the Mishnayot. That's the Chafetz Chaim says, Ata now! It's something that you need to do right now, because a Yid always needs to learn. Reb Shmuel Uzovsky goes on this Gemara in Masechet Megillah, and he takes it even a step further. And he asks a beautiful aura on the Gemara. Reb Shmuel Uzovsky asks, when Yehoshua asked the Malach, why are you here? He uses the expression lanu, which Tosfos explained to us means, are you here because of Torah tziva lanu Moshe? Are you here litzareinu because of the karbonos? Interestingly, when the Malach answers him back, the Malach should have just said, I'm here because of lanu. I'm here for lanu. Instead, the Malach changes it, and the Malach tells him, Ata Basi, I'm here because of Ata Kislu Lachem Es Hashira Azois. The Malach answers with a different pasuk than from the way Yeshua asked the question. Zokt Reb Shmuel, that there was a big Dvar Musa going on here in the conversation between the Malach and Yeshua. The Malach was telling him that if you're going to look at the Torah as a Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, a person learns, I'm commanded to learn. It's shared to learn and it's hard to learn. I'm learning because I'm commanded to learn Torah. If that's a person's sugang, if that's the way a person is going to his learning, then Yeshua had every excuse not to learn. The bombs were falling. There was arrows that were flying. He was in the middle of a milchama. He had to rest up to make sure he had koyach and strength to fight the battle, and there was a lot going on. So Marach told him, you're right. If you're going to tell me, am I here because of Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, maybe there's an excuse. Then now I'm not mitzvah. And I don't need to learn now. There's too much going on. It's a time of danger. It's a time of milchama. You have an excuse not to learn. But the Malach told him back, V'ata kisvu lochem es hashira hazois. The Torah, it's not just Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, you learn because you're mechuyev to learn. The Torah is the shiras chayim of a yid. The Torah is what gives a person life. If a person will really take it to heart that the Torah could bring him simcha and geshmak and a feeling of purpose, and it become his shiras hachayim, the song of his life, where a person feels, I have extra time, I'm going to be able to run and grab another shtickel gemara, or another gishmak in Ramban, Rashi, and Chumash. If a person looks at the Torah is a shiras hachayim, then no matter in any matzis, in any situation where he finds himself, he'll be able to learn abyssal Torah, be able to learn. Of course, we're not holding on that madrega, in the middle of a muhammah, those are madregas for Yeshua, and fear the kedayis to learn in the middle of muhammah. But the Vayda Reb Shmuel is very negaya to us. It's every person to take it to heart. When we look in the Chumash, v'ata tisvu lachem es hashira hazois, to remember this concept, that the Torah is really a shiras hachayim for nayit. And if a person feels like that about the Torah, and he can make that kesher with the Torah, havada, he'll have a sipuk from it, and he'll take and bring him simcha and a gevaldika simcha sachayim, because the Torah is kisvulachem es hashir, the Torah is taka, the shira sachayim, it's the song of life of every yid. We're now in Chodesh Elul, and getting closer to Rosh Hashanah, to the Yom Adin. There's a mashal from Rav Shom Shvadron. He used to say a mashal in Elul. There's a big difference between Elul and the Yom Adin from Rosh Hashanah. And Rav Shalom Zatzal used to give a mashal of a child who's standing on the shore, and he's holding a flag in his hand. There's a man that walks by this child, and he tells the child, "Why are you holding a flag?" So the child tells him, "You should know that very soon there's going to be a big boat that's going to be coming down the ocean, and there's the captain that sits in the window, and when he sees me wave my flag, he's going to blow the foghorn of the boat, and that's why I'm going to pick up my flag to get the captain to blow the horn." So the guy turns to the child and he tells him, "You're tippish, you're silly, what do you think? The captain over there, he's driving up there high on the top of the boat with his little window. He's going to be looking out on the shore, and you're going to wave your flag, and it's going to make him blow the horn." So the child tells him, "You're right, but the captain of the boat is my father. And therefore, being that the captain is my father, he's looking out for me, and he's waiting for me to pick up the flag." That's the days that we're found in right now. The days of Elul, Anila Doidi V'Doidi Li, is a korvishaft, a very big closeness between the Rabbeinu Shalom and Klal Yisrael during Elul. A very important time to daven and try to get ready for the Yom HaDin, when the Rabbeinu Shalom and Elul is Bechinas Av. The father is the Rabbeinu Shalom is a father, he's a tata in Elul. There's a closeness, but a year has to make the first step to raise up the flag. You have to try to beseverin, to be better in Elul, daven better, and get ready for the Yom HaDin. Because on the Yom HaDin, the Rabbeinu Shalom is Melech. It's different. The days of Elul, if we say the Rabbeinu Shalom, it's Bechinas Av, of Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li, it's the Korvishaft, the Yom HaDin, is Bechinas Melech. And part of the Avodin Elul, of davening and getting ready, is also getting ready to be Mekabel, the Malchus Shemayim, to be Mekabel, the Malchus of the Rabbeinu Shalom on Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara tells us, Tanya Amr Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Akiva. The Penamr Torah of you Omer by Pesach. We bring an Omer on Pesach because Pesach is this man tfua. And the Rabbeinu Shalom says, bring me an Omer on Pesach. You should have bracha on the tfua Shabbosadois. And we bring the Shtei HaLechem on Atzeres, on Shavuos, because the Atzeres is man Perisi Ilan. So bring the Shtei HaLechem. You should have a bracha of Gishmei Shana. And why on Rosh Hashanah do we say Malchiyos, Zichroinus, and Choifrois? Malchiyos, Kadesh Etam Lichuni Aleichem. We say Malchiyos that we declare the Rabbeinu Shalom is Melech, and we're Makabel the Malchus. Zichroinus, Kadesh Yale, Zichroinim Lefona, Letoivu, Bame B'Shoifa. We have Zichroinus that we bring our Zichroinus in front of Rabbeinu Shalom that he should remember us Letoivu, and we bring that up with the Shoifa. Fragt der alte Mikelm Ratzal. We are mamlich der Rabbeinu Shalom on Rosh Hashanah. Fragt der alte. Without us being mamlich der Rabbeinu Shalom, the Rabbeinu Shalom is nicht kemelech. There's not a democratic society here. The Rabbeinu Shalom is melech regardless. Regardless of the makabel the malchus or not makabel the malchus, the Rabbeinu Shalom is melech. What does the Gemara mean when the Gemara says we should say Malchiyos Kidei Shetam Lichuni Aleichem? What does the Gemara mean? Vasmeitas, what are we doing on Rosh Hashanah when we say we're mekabel the malchus of Hashem? The Rabbeinu Shalom is either way melech. He was melech since the beginning of creation. It has nothing to do with the fact that Klal Yisrael accepts it or not. So the Alter brings down from the Vilna Goyen on the pasuk that we say every day in davening, in Oz Yashir, Kil Hashem Amelucha Umoyshel Bagoyim. The pasuk tells us one lashon Kil Hashem Hamelucha Umoyshel Bagoyim. We say king and ruler. What's the difference? Says the Vilna Goyen. That we change the lashon. What's the difference between being a melech and being a moyshel? Says the Vilna Goyen that a moyshel is a dictator. Misha moylech ala om bechozka. Someone who's moylech on the people. He takes the kingdom. He does what he wants. He becomes the king. And he's a dictator. That is the understanding of the word moyshel. Whether the people like it or not, he's king. Melech, says the Goyen, is moylech ala om beratzoy na'om. That the people want him. The people want him as king. Therefore, says the Goyen, Lahashem Hamilucha. Hashem is a melech that's going for us, for Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, that is mekabel the malchus of Hashem. We're happy that Hashem is our king. We're excited with the fact that we are b'nei melachim, we are the son, we're like the son of the Rebbeinu Shalom, we have a king. We're happy with that. That's what makes Hashem a melech. Kil Hashem hamelucha because of Klal Yisrael. Abu Moshel Bagoyim. When it comes to the Goyim, to the nations of the world, they're not mekablim aleim ol malchusoy. They're not accepting the Rebbeinu Shalom. But Bal Korchach Shalom Ritzoinim hu Moshel aleim. Against their will, Hashem is king. And Hashem is making the decisions of what's going to happen in the world, regardless if they accept Hashem has melech or not. That's Moshel Bagoyim. The Yidden realize that what goes on in the world is Gzeiras Melech. The Rebbeinu Shalom decides, and when it's coming on Rosh Hashanah, the Rebbeinu Shalom is going to decide all decisions for coming year. What's going to be with the Shver Machlis that went around last year? Who's going to be the president? Klal Yisrael knows that it's the decision of the Rebbeinu Shalom. Kil Hashem Hamelucha. But Moshel Bagoyim, the Goyim, Hashem is king. Hashem is making the decisions of what goes on in this world. But the Goyim don't know. He's Bal Korchoi Melech Aleim. The Rebbeinu Shalom is their king against their will without them knowing it. Finishes off the Goyim. But in the coming of the Mashiach, when Olu Mashiach Behartzio in Lishpoit is Haresov, when the Rebbeinu Shalom is going to come and show the whole world, and he's going to save Hartzio, then there'll be the Hoysol Hashem Hamelucha. Then Hashem's malchus will be complete. The entire world will recognize that the Rebbeinu Shalom is Melech. So today, Kil Hashem HaMelucha Moshel Bagoyim. Hashem is Melucha, that's Klal Yisrael who recognizes the Rebbeinu Shalom. Bagoyim, it's Moshel. Ve'olu Moshiyim Behatziyoyim Lishpoit is Haresov. Ve'oysel Hashem HaMelucha. But when the coming of Mashiach, when the entire world will recognize that the Rebbeinu Shalom is Melech, the Rebbeinu Shalom is in charge of this world, then Hashem's Malchus will be complete, because the entire world will recognize. So says the Alter, when we say to Rebbeinu Shalom Malchus, K'shedei Shetam Lichuni Aleichem, it's an Avodah Shebelev. Just an avodah shebepeh. A person can't just get up and say these psukim, Kil Hashem Hamelucha, all the psukim that we say of Malchiyos. It's not enough just to say the psukim. Hashem is Melech without the psukim. Of course Hashem is Melech. What we need to do is we need to accept that Malchus. We need to bake that into our system that the Rebbeinu Shalom is Melech. And as we read the Psukim, say to ourselves that the Rebbeinu Shalom is the one who runs the world, and we're excited with his Malchus. We could be the Teich in the Malchus of the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's the way a person has to come to the Avodah on Rosh Hashanah. Like the Alter says when he writes, he says, the yachas of a person to the Rebbeinu Shalom is that Hashem is everything I do. A person has to look at himself like I'm an Eved. I'm here to serve Hashem, and Hashem is the Melech. And Hashem is the one who makes the decisions of what goes on in this world. Like the Rabban says in Devarim, in Perek Vav, Pasuk Gimel, what does it mean? Va'oisei savoid, la'aseis k'asher tzivcho ke'eved, shoymer mitzves ha'doinov, ke'eved l'raboi. A person has to really look at himself, Hashem is my melech, and I am a servant of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The MS, the Tekiyos on Rosh Hashanah, the Tekiyos on Rosh Hashanah in the Kisvei Reb Sadia Goyim, who goes through different inyanim of the Tekiyos, what does he say? Inyan HaRishon, what's the first inyan of the Tekiyos? The Pnei Shayoyim Tchilas HaBriya, Sheboi Barak Kodesh Baruch Hu HaOilam Umolach Olav. Today was the day on Rosh Hashanah that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam created the world and became king on the world. And that's what kings do on the day when they become ruler. They have shofars blown. They blow trumpets and horns to declare there's a new king in the land. And that's what we're doing on Rosh Hashanah. We're mekabel the malchus of Hashem in the davening, as we say the psukim, we're mekabel the malchus. And we're blowing the shofar. That one of the inyanim of shofar is, today Hashem is melech. Today Hashem made the world in the beginning of time, in the beginning of creation, and Hashem was melech. And we are being re-mekabelit every year on Rosh Hashanah. Person really has to do it every day. But especially on Rosh Hashanah, the Avodah Sayyim, and an Avodah of Malchias, to recognize that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is Melech. There's another facet to this idea, that by recognizing the Melucha of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, by recognizing that Hashem is Melech, it's really a way for a person to be zoiche bedin. One of the ways to be zoiche bedin on Rosh Hashanah is to recognize the malchus of Hashem and accept upon ourselves that Hashem is melech, which again means Hashem is melech, means Hashem runs the world and we have to listen as avodim, and Hashem is the one who makes the decisions and we have to accept it. Ke'eved l'raboi. But it's also a way how to be zoiche bedin. The pasuk says in Sefer Bamidbar Perek Chaf Gimel pasuk Chaf Aleph, "Vayhi bit oven biyakov, v'lo ra'a amal biyisrael, Hashem elekov imoy usruas melech boy." The Rebbeinu Shel Olam didn't look at the avinus of Yaakov because there's a suas melech boy. Says Rashi. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam didn't look at the averis of Yaakov. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam looks away, Kaviyachu, from the averis of Klal Yisrael. So by hibit oven biyakov. Why do Rebbeinu Shel Olam not look at the Averis of Yaakov? Because Ruas Melech Boy. There's a connection to Malchus. The Malchus of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam made him look away from the Averis of Yaakov. Of course, it's not a free pass. Kolayma Kodesh Baruch Hu Vatun Yivatun Meoyi. Chas V'Shalom. He does not let us say the Rebbeinu Shalom just gives in. You do Averis and Hashem lets. So what does it mean? Hashem looks away from the Averis of Yaakov. So the Yaris Dvash and Chelut Beis Drush Hei brings down this Rav Sadia Goyen that today the Rebbeinu Shalom, today is the Yom HaMelucha, today is the day of Malchus. Zogt Rebbeinus and Eibshitz and the Sefer Yaris Dvash V'Ikir HaTam Bozeh She'onu Mamlichim Oz V'Oirim HaMelech HaKadosh U'Melech HaMishpat. We declare the Malchus of the Rebbeinu Shalom, calling him Melech. Ki noida ki mashabura Hashem ha'olam hu machmas toyer melech. Hashem created this world because he wanted to be king. He was decided to be a melech, kaviyochu. Ki lule ha'olam lo yisur melech. Because without a world, you can't be king. Hashem can't be king if there's no people there. They melech b'loy am. You can't have a king without a nation. The Iker Melucha Shaloi be Yisrael. And where is the main Malchus? Where is the manifestation of Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world? That's by Klal Yisrael. Like the altar explained, because they are the ones, the Estate of Megoyen, they are the ones that recognized Hashem's Malchus. So the Iker Melucha in this world is be Yisrael. So one of the ways to be Zeiche Bedin, a melech bilayam. You can't be a king without a nation. So the more a person is mekabel the malchus of Hashem, he connects to Hashem, the Torah's melech, that the Rabbi Yisraelim is melech. He should be gebenched with a shana taiva, because the Rabbi Yisraelim needs that soldier in his army. The Rabbi Yisraelim is a melech, and he needs this yid. This yid is a ke'eved l'rabbi. He's a servant hanem unto Hashem. It's a way to be zoche bedin. The Tosfos says that when Bilam wanted to curse Klal Yisrael, so he knew, Bilam knew, says the Gemara in Brachis, that there's a certain rega bayoim. There's a certain second of the day where there's a shas kas. Where it's possible, where there's a shot, there's a time of anger in the world, and that's when he wanted to curse Klal Yisrael. So Tosfos asks, what could Bilam have said in such a 1 second, what could he say? So Tosfos says he wanted to say, Kalein, Chof Lamed Mem, destroy them, Kalein. V'akodesh Baruch Hu Hoschoi Ze'omar Melech. Or you could scramble the words, go read it the other way, and take the word Kalem. And if you read it the other way, Hashem said, no, I'm going to read it as Melech. It says, Tosfos, Kedichsev, like it says, this Pasuk, from Bamidbar Chof Gimel, Useruas Melech Boy. Bilam wanted to curse Kalem. The Rebbeinu Shalom said, no, Ich bin Melech. I need my arm, I need my Klal Yisrael, that they could declare my Malchus. So we steig on Rosh Hashanah in being mekabel the malchus of the Rebbeinu Shalom upon us. But in that very same vein, when we're mekabel the malchus of the Rebbeinu Shalom, it's a way to be zeiche bedin, because the Rebbeinu Shalom needs Klal Yisrael, Kaviyachu. He wants us, because a melech b'layam, he needs to have a folk, he needs to have a nation to rule over them, and to have his malchus in this world through Klal Yisrael. I'm going to share now a short Dvar Halacha from the Briskerov. The Pasuk says, in Bamidbar Perichov Tes Pasuk Aleph, ובחודש השביעי בערך על החודש מקרקוי שיהיה לכם קום לך סבידו לא יססו, יום תרוע יהיה לכם. It's a day of תרוע. That's the פסק in במדבר פרק חוף תס. But in ויקרו פרק חוף גימל, פסק חוף דלד, over there the פסק says, דבר בני ישראל אמר, Achidesh bi bechel, achidesh yi lachem shabosoin, zichroin truo mikra kodesh. In one place, the pasuk uses the words yoin truo, and in another place, in the Yikra, the Torah uses zichroin truo. What are the two mishaynis? In one, we have yoin truo, and one, we have zichroin truo. So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, and Daf Chafes, the Gemara there handles the Gemara has a discussion that maybe Yom Trua is in a day that's not Shabbos, and Zichrein Trua is referring to day when it is Shabbos, so that we can actually blow, and that's why the Torah writes Zichrein Trua. But in the end, the Gemara says, Elo my Rava can't be, because Midirai Savada we blow on Shabbos. It's only Midirabbanon. Rabbanon were geyser not to blow on Shabbos because we're worried that a person will take a shofar and yelichet for baki, a walk. So the Gemara says that can't be pshat because men atayri will even blow Rosh Hashanah. So we can't say that Zichron Truah is referring to Shabbos. And the Gemara doesn't get back. The Gemara doesn't answer why in one pasuk we have Yom Truah and in the other pasuk in Vayik we have Zichron Truah. Dr. Ashi and Chumash, over there on the Pasuk in Vayikra, Perich of Dimul Pasuk of Dalid, says Rashi, Zichrein Trua. What does it mean when the Torah says Zichrein Trua? So Yom Trua is referring to blowing of the Shofar. Zichrein Trua, that Zichrein Psuke Zichreinois, Upsuke Shofreis. Rashi says that the word Zichrein Trua, the remembrance of Trua, is the Pasuk, the psukim that we say. That's what the Torah calls Zichron Trua. The Ramban over there asks on Rashi. And Zok the Ramban, how could Rashi say that when the Torah writes Zichron Trua, it's referring to saying the psukim of Zichronis and Shofars? How could Rashi say that? Says the Ramban, I'll prove to you from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that saying the psukim is only an asmachta midivreim. What's the Ramban's proof? The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah has a shaila. Mitzvah betoikin yosim and amavorchim. Ketzat. The person, there's two cities, and a person can only go to one place. In one city, they have a shofar, but they have no chazan who knows the brachas. It's different than they didn't have machzor like we have today. Somebody had to know it, and someone had to know how to say it, that everybody should listen. So in that city, Nebuch, they're not going to have davening on Rosh Hashanah. All they have is a shofar. Over the brachas, the davening of saying the psukim of Malchus, Echreinus, and shofars, they're not going to have. In the other city, they have a chazan of the Helbenitzkin shofar. They have a chazan, but they don't have anybody to blow. They're not going to have Pia shofar. Which city do you go to? Do you go to the city where they have the shofar, or do you go to the city where they're going to have the brachas? So the Gemara says, it's pashit. Of course you go to the city that has the shofar, because ha-de-raisa, ha-de-rabbanon. If you have a mitzvah de-raisa and a mitzvah de-rabbanon, so the blowing of the shofar is a de-raisa. They're listening to the brachos on Rosh Hashanah, the Malchus, the Chodesh, and Shofar is only mid the Rabbanon. So of course, like Gemara Pshita, a person, if he has only one option of tkiyos, so brachos, of course you go with the tkiyos. You go with the tkiyos. You go to the town that has the Shofar, that's going to have the Shofar blowing, because that's the Raisa. So Frekta Rabbanon Rashi, it's often a Gemara. It's a clear Gemara that the brachos is only mid the Rabbanon. So how could Rashi teach that Zichron Trua in the Torah means the saying of the psukim of Malchus and Zichronis and Shofars, if it's only midrabbanan? Dr. Briskerov, Mayor de Keteretz, Veshitas Rashi. Dr. Briskerov, that the tkiyos that we make and the brachos that we make are connected. Of course, a person could do the tkiyos, and that would be a mitzvah d'oraisa. But when a person is going to say the brachos, and he's not going to have a shofar, the brachos themselves will only be midrabbanan. You need to have the tekiyos al seder habrachos. So therefore, when Rashi in Chumash is saying that saying the psukim could be doiraisa zokta biskirov, that's going to be in a place where you have the shofar. So if a person has a shofar, then he gets the mitzvah doiraisa, he has the tekiyos, and the tekiyos al seder habrachos. He gets both mitzvahs min ha-toyro. But in the case in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, where the shofar is in one place, and the brachas are in the other place, then avada, when a person is not going to have the brachas together with the shofar, then the brachas would only be midrabbanan. Therefore the Gemara says that in that instance, of course you'll go to the place where the shofar is. Because there the shofar will be manatayu, and the brachas will only be midrabbanan. But la'olam, like Rashi says in Chumash, when a person has a shofar and he has the brachos, then the tkiyas shofar will be yom tru'a yelochem. That will be the pasuk of yom tru'a, the blowing of the shofar, which is a mitzvah deraisa. And then the brachos as well, that come along with the tkiyas, will also be min ha-toyro when you have the brachos al seder ha-tkiyas. A good kibben shtyar. Everybody should have a good Shabbos and a good yar.